USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The appeal for green is growing among Americans. 77% say they are concerned about the environmental impact of the products they buy, according to a 2021 study from Green Print, an environmental technology company. In addition, nearly 8 in 10 consumers indicate sustainability is important for them, per an IBM survey released in 2020. Is Joe Biden following the science or his political needs? Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal thinks it's not the science.
And I have a hard time understanding how he thinks this is going to do anything but politicize a very important issue, which is vaccination. It just causes people to hunker down and decide for political reasons they are going to fight back against the president's mandates.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The Taliban have executed the brother of Amrullah Saleh, the former Afghan vice president, who challenged the Taliban's claims to government, his nephew said on Friday. Saleh said in the days following former President Ashraf Ghani's fleeing that led to the fall of Kabul to the Taliban that according to the country's 2004 constitution, he is the legitimate caretaker president. He made the comments from the Panjshir Valley, where he became one of the leaders of the anti-Taliban resistance forces. Prince Andrew has been charged.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in the sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facing a recall election Tuesday that could soon leave him without a job, California Governor Gavin Newsom has been pointing to Texas as an example of where the Golden State is headed if Republicans take over, according to a report. While campaigning last week, Newsom, a Democrat, made reference to a new Texas abortion law. The whole idea that a constitutional right, the right to choice, the right to reproductive freedom, rights of women, now are under assault. What a remarkable moment it is in American history, Newsom told the campaign crowd, Fox 11 of Los Angeles reported. But ironically, while Newsom and other Democrats portray Texas as a nightmare, Texans note that more Californians and California businesses have been locating to the Lone Star State seeking relief from California's taxes and regulations, according to the report. Former President Trump is critical of the Afghan withdrawal. More from USA's Wendy King.
Former President Trump, who made an appearance to honor the 9/11 attacks at a New York police precinct, spoke about the Afghani withdrawal.
It's a horrible thing that took place. A horrible, horrible thing. It's an embarrassment. And the likes of which our country has never been embarrassed before. We've never had anything like this happen. It looked like we retreated. It looked like we gave up.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.